The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI and Mouseman Travel, offering premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. They have fee-free service, attention to detail, and exceptional customer service has set the standard for the travel industry. MEI and Mouseman Travel, the official vacation planners for the Mickey Miles Podcast. Visit them at either MEI.com or MouseFanTravel.com.
This is the Mickey Miles Podcast. From 5K fun runs to full marathons, this is the podcast that helps you learn everything you need to know about running Disney races. The Mickey Miles Podcast is not affiliated with, authorized, or endorsed by, or in any way officially connected with Run Disney, the Walt Disney Company, Disney Enterprises, Inc., or any of their affiliates. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles Podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode 65 of the Mickey Miles Podcast. My name is Mike Scopa from WDWtoday.com. And with me on today's show is Michelle Scribner-McLean. Michelle, we should probably do a show and talk about how Cinco de Mayo went.
Because I know you're such a big partier, Mike.
Yeah.
Party at Mike Scopa's house. Yay! Well, I hope that it went well and you're recovering well. But in the meantime, I have a shout out. And it is to one of our listeners, and his name is Dave Kish. And Dave just completed his first race, which was the Kentucky Derby Half Marathon. And he posted a picture on our Facebook page. And I can't say that I have seen a more joyous or smiley face after a half marathon. It's fantastic. So, Dave, we hope it's the first of many, and we give you a huge round of applause here at Mickey Miles.
What was the name of that race?
It was the Kentucky Derby Half Marathon.
Oh, I didn't have a horse in that race.
I think it was people running. But
oh, okay.
But I'm not sure.
You're not sure. Well, you know, we're always trying to give out information on Run Disney events, and there's all kinds of information out there. There's websites, there are podcasts, and there are also books. And we are very fortunate that we have two people with us tonight who have written a book on just what you need to do to get ready and to participate in a Run Disney event at Walt Disney World. The name of the book is Magical Miles, The Runner's Guide to Walt Disney World, and we are very fortunate to have the co-authors of the book, Krista Albrecht and Megan Billa. So first, let me introduce Krista. Krista, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Mike.
And Megan, you've been on before. You're an old pro at this, right?
I am. Yeah.
So we want to welcome you guys to the show. We want to find out all about you, and we want to find out all about the book. So I think the first thing I would like to do is like to turn to Krista. And Krista, could you tell us a little bit about your running background?
Absolutely. I am definitely the slower of the duo, of the two of us. I definitely am run, walk, run. Subscribe to Jeff Galloway's method. And started running about 10 years ago and ran the New York City Marathon, training with a Galloway group in Atlanta, Georgia. And then I took a sort of a long break from running, did some 10Ks, but no Disney races, and picked up a running Disney several years ago. And since then, I've completed all of the Disney races except for the Walt Disney World Full Marathon. I've even had the opportunity to participate with my daughter in some of the kids' races. And in addition to that, have spectated as my husband's completed the Goofy Challenge. So I've enjoyed Run Disney to the fullest extent. And I always think it's a great opportunity to have a goal to get out there and run and to have something to look forward to, such as a great vacation at Disney coupled with a race.
That sounds great, Krista. It sounds like you have a Run Disney family.
We do, just a little bit. So.
Megan, what about you? Can you tell us a little bit about you and your running background?
Yes, I was active in high school, played sports, but running was always conceived as punishment. it was, you know, oh, you guys had a bad game, go run around the track. And so, you know, I was always in awe of people who ran, but it, I just never could. And about 2 years ago, I was in the midst of a stressful job and someone said, just go out and run. And so I did and have never looked back, actually. Started with a 10K because I'd run a 5K before and ran my first half marathon. I actually just looked it up. I ran my first half marathon 18 months ago and I just finished my ninth one this weekend. So to say that I've gotten hooked would be an understatement. But I also have participated in many Run Disney events as well. Princess, Disneyland to get my coast to coast, Wine and Dine, and then I ran the full marathon in January, which was my first, and I actually ran with Krista's husband as his second part of the Goofy Challenge. So very exciting. My husband is a active cheer squad member, and so he goes out there and spectates, which is a lot of fun.
So let's get to the book. I know that writing a book can be time-consuming, stressful at times, but very rewarding at the same time. So which of the two of you came up with the idea of putting this book together, and what kind of inspiration led you to actually doing this? What motivated you?
Go ahead, Krista.
Oh, okay. I originally, several years ago, when we were planning a trip to Walt Disney World to participate in a pretty extensive Run Disney weekend, I was planning the trip for our family, and I was running the half, and my husband was running Goofy, and our daughter was going to do the kids race, and we had, you know, some childcare to coordinate. And I was trying to pick a property, and I was very familiar with Walt Disney World, you know, vacationed there numerous times, but I wasn't really certain how I was going to incorporate all of these other logistics into our plans. So I spent hours trying to put together this trip that was going to be efficient with all the different factors that we had going on. And, you know, my husband would say, you know, I would be on different websites and different message boards, and I just felt like, you know, I had a lot of Disney tour books, and I was also, you know, very knowledgeable about Walt Disney World, but I didn't feel like there was a way to sort of coordinate it all together to where I could plan my vacation and incorporate my race into it. So I had the idea for a while, and I felt like there were a lot of other people that were looking for something similar, and Megan and I met actually through our employer, and I had been reading her blog, and I knew that she was a very experienced runner and was also a Disney enthusiast. And I asked if she would be interested in co-authoring with me. And that was about, I guess, a little bit over a year ago when we started, and we finished and published the book in the fall. So
that's really cool. So what sort of research did you have to do to put this book together? I mean, it does take a lot of work.
Well, piggybacking on what Krista just said, you know, there are a lot of resources out there, but it's a matter of, first of all, finding what's truth and what's not, because a lot of people give opinions and sometimes you have to kind of sift through it. But we also had, between the two of us, have experienced every race. So we had that going on as well. Yeah, it was a lot of research on Run Disney's website, which they switched the websites in the middle of us writing the book. So all of a sudden, information we had been seeing was gone, or we had to re-find it, which was interesting. But their new website's so much better, it was worth it. We talked to some, you know, other people that helped us, like I said, sift through what we needed to find and how to put it in a book that would be helpful to primarily the first time Run Disney runner, but also for people who have, you know, like us, vacationed at Walt Disney World but weren't sure how to incorporate the race into it.
So Krista and Megan, I've had the pleasure of interviewing a lot of Disney authors, and there are a couple of questions that I always come up with, and I'm going to save some of them for the end. But one of the things I wanted to ask you was, if you could write this book over again, I mean, you just mentioned how things changed in midstream. Knowing what you know now, if you were to start from scratch again to write this book, how would you approach it? Would you approach it any differently? Would you do anything differently?
Actually, I'm sorry, Megan, I'm talking over you.
No, we've been talking about this.
go ahead, Megan.
There's one thing we learned, which is hard for the perfectionist in me, is that there's a lot of stuff you just have to let go. And so, you know, I mean, literally the book went live and we were like, oh, wait, what about this? And it was just stuff that we just had to let go and know that we had planned on creating a new edition this year anyway. So we kind of just said, okay, put it on the back burner. We've got the blog that goes with it. We can, you know, correlate the two together. But I guess one of my very first thoughts is that, for example, we put the dates of the races in the book and not 3 weeks later, they changed the Tower of Terror dates. And so, you know, we did the no,
oh, no,
wrong dates in the book. So, you know, things like that, of course, you know, it's hard. And now Run Disney just keeps making all these new announcements and adding in races. You know, things like that we just have to kind of be flexible on. But I know that's one thing that we've talked about.
So, Megan, do you have any ideas for how you'd change it?
I think that was Megan that just
did that. Oh, I'm sorry. Krista.
You guys sound all alike to me.
Michigan and Alabama. yeah, I think, you know, there's a lot of different things that we, you know, wanted to put in. Like, we wanted more of the Run Disney history, and we wanted to incorporate that in. And we're looking at definitely, and logistically, we couldn't just line up a lot of the interviews that we needed to get done to meet our published date. So I think this year, we're definitely looking at adding those in. And another thing that, you know, we've gotten a lot of feedback this year, which we've been very appreciative of, because this is a work in progress and we're hoping that we can grow it and add in what people would like to see and what people would like more of, so that we can make it, you know, a relevant source for the experienced runner as well as the novice alike. So one thing that we'd like to do is get feedback from runners about different properties that they've stayed at, you know, what worked for them with regards to race logistics and park touring, what they liked about those resorts. And that's one of the things that we hope to add this year. So it'd be almost like a rating scale that would show, you know, what they liked for, you know, about each property or each restaurant as they planned like a pre or post race celebration meal. And I think we also would like to, you know, go in more depth with park maps and running trails for people who are there to run either during a vacation or prior to a race or directly after a race. More paths that they can take and where they can go and good safe places to run on property that don't happen during the actual race.
When you guys were putting the book together, I'm sure you thought about who you were writing for, and I'm guessing that the first audience I would think that you would be writing this for would be someone who is new to running but is really into Disney and would like to do a Run Disney event. The second audience would be an experienced runner who is interested in doing a Run Disney event. Did either one of those audiences appeal to you, or was one more dominant than the other?
You definitely hit the nail on the head. There were two definitely strong audiences that we were looking at. And when I describe the book, when people ask what it's about, I say it's a really a tour guide to help you incorporate a race into a vacation or a vacation into a race. So I think that describes those two groups that you mentioned. The data shows that about just over 50% of any Run Disney race, the participants are new. That's their first half or full marathon. So that would be just over 50%. I want to say the exact number was around 54%, but don't quote me on that. And then, of course, there are a lot of really competitive runners, really, you know, that race in their hometowns or, you know, nationwide. And they're coming to Disney to do their first Disney race. So they're the people that are incorporating a vacation into a race. Maybe that's their strongest draw. So I think you're right. I think it was kind of split, and we wanted something that would appeal to both people. We obviously, neither one of us are running coaches, so we do not give training advice in the book, but we do try to get people to some resources of different places where they can get good, solid training advice for their race. And that would be.
And hopefully podcasts too.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Sorry, just had to say it.
And it was, you know, it was difficult to, we couldn't determine really if we wanted the one group over the other because, you know, it's so dependent on the person. You could have a new runner or an experienced runner and they might know Walt Disney World inside and out and they can both benefit from the book. Then there's the ones who have never been to Walt Disney World who might gain more from it than someone else. So we just tried to make it as informative yet not necessarily leaning toward one group or the other.
So as I look at the chapters, you have an overview of Run Disney events, registration, where to stay, eating around the world, transportation. I'm not saying all of them, but pre and post race activity, spectator information, after the event, frequently asked questions. So I look back at this Run Disney events section, and during the past year, events have just exploded.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering, you have a new edition coming out. I think I remember Megan telling me you're working on a new edition.
Yes.
So what sort of things are you going to incorporate into that new edition? I know we probably have the Dumbo Double Dare and the new Dopey. What things can readers expect to see?
We're definitely going to be adding the new events in there. Our thought process is maybe not including the dates since dates change so much. But we want to include the new events, obviously, with knowing that Run Disney changes things a lot. You know, just giving that overview. We also are planning on expanding the spectators section because in January, between Krista and my husband, and I was able to spectate as well, we have a lot more information to share. A lot happened during January that we can share with readers on, you know, how to navigate, what to look out for, best places to watch. And then we're also going to be adding some new things, and I'll let Krista talk about that. Another thing that we're going to be adding is we decided with the book that we wanted a paperback version because with Disney tour books, you need to be able to flip back and forth. Like, it's just very important. I had one on a Kindle once, and while it's great to read through, it's hard to go back and forth on. But we decided that we wanted to add something special for this year. So our goal is, hopefully soon, to be having some supplements that we're going to put on our website that will be just like shorter versions. Our thought process is checklists, a whole list of, different checklists that people can use when either planning or while they're at Disney, just different things to look out for. We're also planning on doing kind of a runner's guide to special events that happen during some of the races, maybe to dining, that talks a little bit more in depth about the restaurants and good ones to keep an eye out for or make reservations for. And obviously this is something that we can just keep expanding on and keep adding to, and there'll be smaller, not necessarily paperback, versions on our website that'll be easy to download and hopefully offer even more information for people.
So can you tell us a little bit about the website and what it offers?
Sure. The website is a place where we wanted to be able to incorporate things that may change, new additions that are new, I guess, announcements that are covered by Disney. We also wanted to be able to do some personal reviews of different things that we've experienced. And we try to have at least a couple of different posts a week of different things. One that's coming up recently is I'm doing a review on the cheer squad and whether or not the different levels and what's offered at each level and what makes that appealing for a spectator, and who and how to sort of help people make a decision as to whether or not you think that would be a value for your spectator or to support your runner. We also have a Facebook page that's tied with that so that we can interact with people and people can tell us more of what they'd like to know more about, what we could provide more information on. And it's just a way for us to connect with different runners and broadcast about different events and changes as Run Disney makes new changes to their lineup.
So what are the websites and the Facebook page?
The website is runnersguidetowdw.com. And like Krista said, you know, it's a great place for us to give more in-depth reviews and information. You can also buy the book off of there. And we try to keep things updated as often as we can. And then the Facebook page is facebook.com/runnersguidetowdw. So both available. And a really neat thing that we did with the Facebook page is we weren't able to go to Princess this year. And so we, you know, put out there, good luck to all those running Princess, send us your pictures. And we did a whole post, like a recap post of Princess, just based on pictures that people sent us. And it was really fun to go through the pictures and, you know, see all the smiling faces, even though we couldn't be there.
Oh, that's cool. So my next question is, if people want to get the book, how do they get it? It sounds like you can go on to your website and get it. Could they go on Amazon and get it that way?
Yes, they can.
Okay.
Yep, it's on Amazon, available in paperback or Kindle, or you can go directly to the website and get it there. We're still working with Barnes & Noble on the Nook version. It's proving to be a little bit more difficult than we anticipated. And then, again, it should be same formats, maybe even easier formats when we get the new edition out.
And when will the new edition come out?
Oh, we hope by late summer.
Cool.
I think is sort of the end result. We'd like to have it out before, well before Tower of Terror, so that anyone who's going to Tower of Terror would be able to grab a copy and read through it well before they headed out.
Finally, I get to ask a question.
Sorry.
And it'll be my last question. I was just wondering, Krista and Megan, are you planning to do any material on the Disneyland Run Disney events?
That is the plan. I was able to go. I was able to run the Disneyland half marathon last year, and so I did get, you know, grab as much information as I could. We did not secure a spot for Dumbo Doubledare this year, so we don't get to experience that. But our goal is to do a Disneyland version, because Disneyland and Walt Disney World are a lot different. It's crazy, yes. But they're a lot different.
Yes.
Because it looks like the book, in terms of planning for where to stay, most of it revolves around Walt Disney World. And it says it right on the cover, Walt Disney World, Runner's Guide to Walt Disney World. Okay, so I have one final question, which is your favorite race and why? So Megan, why don't you start us out?
All right, this is hard. I'm going to have to say two. I can't really go between the two, and they each are unique in their own way. Probably one of my hands-down favorite races was Wine and Dine. Something about running at night and through the parks and Osborne Family Lights was just amazing. I decided early on I was not running it for time, so I went and took pictures with all the characters, and it was just a lot of fun. But I also have a soft spot in my heart for the marathon, because that was my first fall. So it was hot, but I finished, and that's all that mattered. And it's completely different to run a full marathon knowing that you're running from park to park. I really think that makes a difference. But yes, both a lot of fun.
And that medal is nothing to sneeze at, right?
Oh my goodness.
I'm looking at mine right now. Are you doing dopey?
I am doing dopey.
Cool.
I am doing dopey, so I'm excited. I'm nervous, but I'm excited. Oh, my husband's running the half. It's his first half. I'm pretty excited about that, too.
Oh, that's great. Krista, what about you? What's your favorite and why?
Hands down, my favorite is Wine and Dine. I just have enjoyed it so much this past year, definitely. And Tower of Terror wasn't quite the same night experience race for me. So I was a little worried about Wine and Dine going into it, but just I loved it. I think it's probably, the best race that Disney has. So looking forward to doing that one again this year. And I also enjoy, I enjoy all of them. You definitely can't say that I don't, but I just feel like there's nothing that competes in my mind with Wine and Dine.
Cool. Well, I hope we get to see you at an upcoming race.
Yes, we hope so too.
And once more, the name of the book is Magical Miles, The Runner's Guide to Walt Disney World. And we've had the pleasure of having Krista Albrecht and Megan Bella on, and they will forever be known as the Wine and Dine Sisters because they have just told us that they love the Wine and Dine Half Marathon. Ladies, thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
Michelle, do you have any last words?
No, I think the book is really fun, and I think it's a great resource for folks. So I wish you all the best, you guys, and look forward to looking at the 2014 edition.
Thanks.
And maybe we'll run into you sometime in Disney World or Disneyland at a Run Disney event. So for Krista Albrecht, and I've said that name right, Megan Villa, and Michelle Scribner-McLean. My name is Mike Scopa. We will see you on the road. The Mickey Miles podcast has been brought to you by MEI and Mouse Fan Travel, serving their customers for 15 years with their unequaled and fee-free customer service. MEI and Mouse Fan Travel are the official vacation planners for the Mickey Miles podcast. And to see how much you can get out of your vacation dollar, visit them at MEI.com. on mousefantravel.com.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode of the Mickey Miles Podcast. We hope you enjoyed listening. Our discussion continues on Facebook at facebook.com/Mickey Miles Podcast, where you can give us your comments and feedback on the show. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/Mickey Miles Pod. And if you have any questions for us, you can send them to questions@MickeyMilesPodcast.com. We'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles Podcast, this is Rick Gregg saying until next time, thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the road.